Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Say it again. Brian McFadden used to play for the Steelers.
Okay.
Quote, ooh, Omar is working, referring to their front office. The Steelers are very close to landing a significant playmaker. Okay. Hashtag here we go. Hashtag stay tuned. Our people have done some work behind the scenes and found out that indeed this is referring to a wide receiver. And there are some in the Steelers community that believe that the 49ers are the target of this tweet. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
We have a rebuttal.
Official formal rebuttal?
On the possibility of Brandon Ayuk or Debo being traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers, an anonymous league source tells 95.7 The Game, quote, nothing is going on there involving the 49ers.
So there is no there, is what you're saying.
Correct.
With the 49ers and a possible Pittsburgh deal.
Correct.
All right.
So I'm back to breathing easy again.
Put that baby right to bed.
Yeah.
And we got action is Bryant McFadden's tweet, and he was talking about what the Niners and another team that possibly could be involved.
The other name that came up was Cortland Sutton, who I feel like the Broncos have been flirting with the idea of trading for over a year and a half.
Okay.
That was the only other name that came up. What other wide receiver is, quote, available right now?
Well, Tyler Boyd is still unsigned, right? At this hour.
Yeah. Landing a significant playmaker. If you tweet, ooh, about to land a significant playmaker, and you sign Tyler Boyd, I think the fan base would be like, back to Wiggins.
He's a wide receiver three.
Correct.
And Cortland Sutton.
What he has been, yeah.
Sutton is a one, but only because, I mean, Denver's not very good.
Well, he's a one because Judy didn't work out. Judy was supposed to be the one, and he wasn't. So, yeah, that's the only name at this point that's kind of known. I think there's others out there that could percolate. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I have no idea how quickly anything like this happens, but I look around the league and I think to myself, okay, like how is the Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle thing going to work out in due time? Jalen Waddle is actually the one who's experiencing in Miami what people think Brandon Ayuk is experiencing here. The whole, like, I'm way too good to not be getting more targets. I don't think Brandon is that, like, at least my sense and the people I talk to, I don't think that's bothering him that much. Does it bother him? It bothers every receiver that they don't get the ball on every play.
Every play, right.
So yes. But is it like something where he wants to leave? I think not.
No, we talked to TJ Houshmandzadeh, his personal coach, and TJ said, I think no less than five times, He just wants to get paid. He
wants to pay.
He wants to get paid. He wants to stay. He wants to be paid. And everything else will work itself out after that. And even though he doesn't get the ball as much as many of the guys, he still manages to rack up yards that most of the receivers don't.
I'm looking around the league. I know, you know, Justin Jefferson is up for an extension. The Vikings are going to get that done. CeeDee Lamb is up for an extension. The Cowboys are going to get that done. You know, who else is out there that would be a big name? The Bills have already done all of their work. I don't know. Odell Beckham is still on the market. He's available. Is that a significant playmaker?
I don't think so anymore.
Used to be.
Right? Jalen Waddle's an interesting one because he got extended and his deal ends at the end of 2025, so two more years with Miami, and he's making, next year he'll only make 8.6 on the cap, and then the year after that is when his extension kicks in and he makes 15.6 at that point.
I would imagine Miami has no interest in giving up somebody who is outperforming his contract. But at the same time, again, I don't believe that Jalen Waddle is extremely happy with the way that offense runs.
Right, and it goes back to the point that we've discussed with the 49ers over and over again, and that is the idea of a team wanting to pay two receivers more than $25 million. And I know Tyreek Hill's contract at the end of it is mostly funny money, but Jalen Waddle at the end of next year, when he's going to be entering the final year of his deal, he probably is going to want an extension. And is Miami going to be in a spot where they want to give him huge money? So that's actually an interesting name as it pertains to a wide receiver who could be potentially a target.
Yeah, we'll follow that situation. But the further we get through this week and this weekend, the more comfortable I get with where the 49ers currently sit. I'm not someone who is going to overreact to names that we've got to see if they can play in the league. And I mean that about everybody now. Like, I know how fun it is. I was listening to the roast this morning. They had an interesting conversation about the landscape of the NFC. And Spadone even jumped in and was like, hey, the Bears might be good. And he's not wrong. C.J. Stroud, as a rookie, made the Texans good. And he's got incredible weapons all over the place now. Incredible names.
Yeah.
And many of them have performed in the league. DeAndre Swift is on the Bears now. The Bears receiving core has been a disaster for I can't even remember how long. Now DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, and you draft Rome Odunze, that gets super interesting. Maybe they're good. Maybe they're still the Bears. And that division is difficult because Detroit is already good and Green Bay is already good. And I don't know exactly what's happening with Minnesota's quarterback situation, but it's a quality organization that gives people problems. And so, you know, that division could be excellent. We know the NFC West could be excellent. We know the NFC East could be excellent. I don't know about those bottom two teams and what exactly they're doing. And now the Falcons join the ranks of viable teams coming out of the NFC South.
They were just a quarterback away last year, and now they've got a quarterback, assuming Kirk Cousins can play through the Achilles operation and be healthy enough to go. They've got all kinds of weapons down there in Atlanta. So
they might even do something crazy this year. Again, league sources tell me that the Falcons are considering, wait for this now because this is big.
Okay.
They might give the ball to Bijan Robinson and let him run.
And let him run.
Might happen.
That'd be groundbreaking.
Again, I know I'm not the only one who's a little scarred by Bijan Robinson last year.
You did fine, Mark. You won the damn league.
I won in spite of the Falcons coaching staff.
You had both B. Robinsons on your team.
That's right.
As I recall.
And the other one ended up usually being better.
Yeah.
And Bijan that guy might be one of the most talented running backs in the league. And there were weeks where they're just like,
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Not going to give him the ball. And then there were weeks where they're like, and now we're not even letting him off the sideline. Healthy and watching.
Right.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
It's a great question.
Yeah, but the NFC gets real interesting. Who can you tell me for sure stinks?
For sure?
For sure. Almost like, and there's never for sure, but like almost for sure.
I don't think Arizona's very good.
Okay. I'll take the New York Giants.
Okay. They're probably not very good. Probably Washington not. Is interesting, but I don't think that they're going to be very good. I still think they're a year away.
Probably. Jaden Daniels, super interesting.
Right.
But yeah. And then Carolina. Carolina's another one where I'm like, that's not good. They're not good.
Right.
So, and then past that,
what about New Orleans? What are we thinking about New Orleans?
They're limited. They could be okay.
Yeah.
Like, they're one of those teams that's battling to go 9-8 every year in that division.
True.
They could do it again. They could go 10-7. The Bucs, same kind of thing. And now the Falcons, I think their ceiling's a little bit higher. But the number of teams that we can go through and be like, they're not ready or they're not good, like, you're not even going to use your whole hand.
Right. I mean, we got to like four, maybe five teams right there.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the West, you've got the Rams and Seattle. They're going to be good. Not great.
They could be.
Right. And the Niners should be.
The Rams could be really good. Or not. But they could be.
Right.
I don't know how well. I know they drafted hard to replace Aaron Donald over the weekend. And so if those guys perform, I mean, my God, you want to talk about a receiving core now.
Yep.
Like, this is pretty dynamic. So
Philly as well, great receiving core.
Yep.
And yep. A quarterback who has been phenomenal in the regular season. Dallas looks to be the same Dallas they were last year, which means 12-5 and see you later in January.
Maybe. Dallas did a big old we didn't get better campaign this offseason. And I'm trying to figure out why. Like, they just did, they just kind of sat there and watched everything go by. Certainly in free agency. I know they made picks and maybe they're good. You know, they need to address running back. They bring back Ezekiel Elliott.
Right.
Like, I'm not too clear. Like, they're already talented. So I guess that, you know, we're talking at about a pretty high level, but I'm not clear on what the Dallas Cowboys are doing. I don't know what their approach is right now.
Yeah. Maybe it's wait and see. They're taking the wait and see approach. And Tampa should be good again.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, you know,
I know you have a crush on Baker.
Not a crush. I'm just impressed with what he's done to resurrect his career. He had a good year last year.
We are sponsored by Arrive.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside.
We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.